Well, to discuss the story we brought you a bit earlier about violence in Iraq, we're now joined by Professor Mohsen Saleh of the Lebanese University, who's joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Professor, as always, thank you very much for joining us. I wanted to ask you, Professor, about this ongoing violence and sectarianism in Iraq. Who benefits from this?
Well, to be sure, the Americans and the Israelis are the most beneficiary from these incidents in Iraq, in Baghdad, in Basra, and they are moving the hands of the terrorists in order to kill as much as they could in the cities of Iraq. Of course, some regional powers, probably in the Persian Gulf, they are doing this kind of, like Qataris or Saudis are pushing some of the Iraqi parties, especially in the West, the Iraq Islamic State, who are calling for this. Some of the parties also participated by Al-Ba'ath Party. I guess they are benefiting from this and trying to kill people in order to achieve something, because they failed to achieve something in Syria. And that's why they want a political position from the crisis in Syria and in Lebanon and in Palestine. That's why they are trying to deepen the strife among the Iraqis to make a kind of surrender of these powers. That's why al-Maliki called for a united prayer on Fridays, in order to avoid such incidents and such terrorist attacks.
Professor, you say that some countries in the region are also supporting this strife in Iraq. Do those countries not realize that instability in Iraq will also affect them?
Absolutely. That's why I guess the Americans and the Israelis know that these semi-states or some tribal states are agents in their hands. That's why they call them, in order to make such kind of atrocities, actually, in Iraq and in Syria, to deepen the gap between the sects in the region, in order to let the Americans and the Israelis hegemonize the country. But I guess the resistant powers in this axis, I guess they are strong enough in order to prevent the Americans and the Israelis from hegemony in the region.
So then, Professor, do you believe that the Iraqi government will be able to control the situation?
Well, not to this extent, but I guess they will work on such thing with other parties who are loyal for Iraq and for the peoples in the region, anti-American and Israeli plans in this region. But I guess we will expect some more events, because there are a lot of money, a lot of arms pushed to these parties in order to commit such crimes for the Iraqis and the Syrians, and probably in other places. We are seeing now what's going on in Tunisia and in Egypt. That's for the benefit of the Israeli-American future. They are trying, actually. But I guess we are in a liberation period. That's why we should expect a lot of such attacks and insults and explosions from the Americans and the Israelis.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now. That was Professor Mohsen Saleh speaking to us live from Beirut. Professor, we appreciate your insight.